Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey.
It's Alice at 97.3. I'm not sure exactly
Sorry,
what
I was
happened.
Doing something else and I forgot to put
That's
it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just sitting here waiting. I'm like, oh, I guess we're playing another song.
No.
All right. It's cool. Alice at 97. Oh, what was it?
Brittany? I thought it was a cool intro to our segment. That's
yeah.
All.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah,
I felt
meant
like,
to do that,
you know,
actually.
Like a great introduction. Hey, a couple things I wanted to mention. Johnny Mosley, this week's podcast is up and it is awesome. Tomorrow, you can find that at RadioAlice.com and at Radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts from. And then tomorrow night, set your alarm for 7 p.m. every Thursday on Alt 105. Our man Vinny does his side piece. All get right. in on the secret. Listeners want it. It's like an hour of a little bit heavier and some classic alt music.
You're talking about my side piece.
I am talking about
I was jumping back and forth between where the laptop lives and then with the desk and the text. And I got a little thing going on here. Sorry. Yes, I'm on tomorrow night. I hope you'll join me for an hour of classic and heavy alt. I'd love to have you. Please.
Listeners wanted.
Listeners are wanted. Yes, that's on Alt 105.3 tomorrow night from 7 to 8 p.m. Meet you there.
All right.
All right is right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you guys. So here's some of the stuff you had to say. What is the name of the new Michael Franti song? Asked 707.
I got you. You got me.
415 says, in my just waking up haze, when I heard Elon Musk had a baby, I could swear you said he had a baby with Vinny's tattoo artist, Grime. I thought,
I did.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess they had a surrogate?
Yeah, the two of them are in love.
No, Grime and Grimes are two different people. And Grimes, the musician, female musician, I don't know anything about.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Okay. I mean, I'm,
yeah.
I'm happy
her,
for
we've
Elon
heard one
Musk.
Song. Sure.
He was in, is this her?
Yes, this is her.
All right. So in that Rolling Stone interview that Elon Musk did, he came off, frankly, kind of pathetic. And I'm happy that he has a person in his life. He seems to really want and need that.
Yeah, he said, I can't stand to be alone. I cry myself to sleep. I don't know what he said. He just, but it was pathetic. I felt like, oh, how incredibly sad. I'm glad they have each other. They're right. Both very, I mean, he's very smart and she's, you know, she seems very smart. You know, she got his attention by cracking math jokes at him, apparently. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's one way to get a genius billionaire.
Right. Well, and if he's someone who needs that interaction with another person, like needs it, then yeah. He would have had trouble in this pandemic without having a person there. So,
yep.
Good for him that he found his other.
I hope it lasts forever.
Tokyo Disney is owned by a private company and pays the Walt Disney Company licensing fees and royalties. So they are doing something different than the Disney Company because they're not the Disney Company.
Wow. How funny.
I don't know if that's true, but that's 650's 2 cents.
Well, that's not the one that's reopening, though, right? You said it was Shanghai?
That's what the texter said.
Oh, right. Okay. You're right.
So I don't know, but Bryn looked it up and said, yes, next week, Shanghai.
Yeah, May 11th.
Brian needs to raise his volume. This has been a problem for...
He
Nicole,
sounds good
can you
today.
Tell Brian to raise his volume?
At least Brian, a week please, or more. Love you
please
guys.
Please raise your volume. Actually, when we sent him the audio from this week's Johnny Pod, he noticed that his own volume sounded very low, even though... What?
You guys,
well,
he has gout.
Sir.
Give him a break.
I know, it's
I've
true.
Gout.
No, but today, your levels have been good.
Thank you. And for Sarah, that's a different setup. Because my return coming to you is different from what's coming to the studio. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. I mean, you sound fine to me, so I haven't noticed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Love the less to fewer shift as well. Bravo, Sarah.
Oh, thank you so much. It's only taken me 53 years to finally just have had enough of my mother that I'm making an effort.
Now teach everyone the difference between envy and jealousy. Gold star.
I don't know the difference.
All right.
So you can. Why don't you teach me first, and then I'll add it to my lecture series.
Sarah, you are wrong. The lines at Disney will be just as long because they will have less staff working. 650 says, I'd pay money to never go to Disneyland again.
Oh, I love Disneyland.
Oh, no, me too.
You got at some point, you got to take those kids to Disney World, like do a full week. That place is astounding.
Well, we'll see how quickly we get back to normal. I had planned get those kids there this summer.
To Disney World?
No, to Disneyland. But I mean, eventually, yes, we would do that trip like that. Right now, I'm not traveling with a toddler anywhere but locally. No, I'm not traveling anywhere at all because of the pandemic. But, you know, I wouldn't want to put her on a cross. She's like very moody. So we have moments of just complete joy and moments of, oh, my God, pack your things and get out.
Get your clothes and get out.
Right. That's what I was referencing.
Well, she's not named Hulk Baby for nothing, Ben.
Right. Oh, boy. Sheesh. The pushback on certain things. You just go, dude, I'm changing your diaper. You think I
you
want to?
You have poop all over you. And you don't want me to clean the poop off you? You're going to live like a little
What's
wild child out in
you?
The backyard?
Yeah.
Just leave her outside. Hose her down.
Right.
Maybe
sure.
She'll like that.
That won't get us in trouble at all.
Your backyard's pretty private.
Oh, it's not private at all. Are you kidding?
It's not?
No.
Who can see?
Everybody.
Plant a tree, buddy.
Radio.com is absolutely flawless today.
Oh, as usual. God. Wow. I don't know why people keep writing to tell us how amazing this app is. Oh, it just gets better and better every day. Doo-doo.
707, longtime listener, unemployed since the end of February. Unemployment raised in California since the end of March. Yay. However, total dollars dispersed is not increasing. So I will run out of unemployment in 8 weeks. Not much out there for job prospects. Bleak.
Uh-oh.
Love listening to Salad and Bonnie helps make everything seem normal.
Oh. Well, we're doing our best.
Yeah, I had a good friend who was, he has a job and he's working, but he was in the process of trying to switch to something else. And now that just went away, poof. And he's just feeling grateful he's got a gig at all. So
right.
I get that.
Yeah, this is such a weird time.
You know what I'd like for Mother's Day? I would like the kids to wash my car. Oh, that can be done.
Yeah. That is an attainable goal. I would like breakfast in bed. I do like that.
You do like breakfast in bed?
It's sanctioned staying in. Plus, it's fun to see what they come up with, you know? Like, when they were little, it was always some awful thing. I'm like, oh, thanks. But, you know, sweet, the thought that counts. And they graduated to making pancakes and stuff. And, Yum.
Ugh, like drive-in theaters suck. Used to go as a kid. The quality was trash. You can't enjoy crisp and sound quality and good movie that comes out today. Whatever. I think there will be people who go, we're getting out of the house tonight.
And for me, it was the experience. Plus, I'll bet you anything there'll be an app that will run the sound now. don't know if there'll be lag or whatever, but
it was drive-in theaters.
Was tough.
Okay, boomer. Yeah, whatever,
you're,
dude.
You're
I mean,
right.
There are people who want to get out of the house, and this is an opportunity for that. And you
to
know
go see a movie
go.
In God. Drive-in theaters.
Sheesh.
I know.
People not enough brats. People died to warrant a quarantine? Question marks. That's why we quarantined. Oh.
Is this the same lady from yesterday who made a great point about the reason we quarantined was to slow the influx of patients into hospitals to make it a manageable thing? It's not that we're not all going to get it eventually. It's that we don't need to all get it at once. That's when we'd run into real trouble.
Right. Let me read this whole one. So this is from 707. Not enough people died to warrant a quarantine. That's why we quarantined. You don't get mad at a firefighter for getting your house wet when not enough people died in the fire.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Although I bet someone has gotten mad about that just because that's...
Of course they have.
It seems human to just be like, well, I'm going to sue them for the water damage to my house. What? Right? Doesn't that seem very American?
Totally. Let me think about that for a second. Can I sue?
Right.
I bet I can. Let's find out.
There's a Rush documentary on Netflix, and it is excellent. Check it out.
Shit, I love Rush.
I love Rush, too.
We've always had that in common, honey.
Well, I believe this. There are a few bands out there that are their own thing, and Rush is one of them. The Grateful Dead are one of them.
Queen. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd is one of them. I don't think Queen, to me, is not as great as everyone else thinks
they are. Oh, I bite your tongue. Queen is amazing.
I won't. I'm not.
No one does stuff like Queen does. Like, they're incredible and weird. And like, I mean, you know, you've accepted these songs, but think about when these songs first, when you first heard like any, oh my God, they're just amazing.
See, like, I didn't like them as much. When I was a kid, I've heard them and I know the record with the robot on the cover and I know the bicycle. And I would listen to that and go, I want to ride my bicycle.
I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, to me, they're so unique. To me, they're their own thing. Like, Grateful Dead, forget it. Sorry, Bay Area. I can't stand the Grateful Dead. And I'm saying it out loud. That's right. And any of those jam bands. No.
You of all people. What is your favorite thing to do of all times?
Not do 25-minute extended versions of songs that didn't matter in the first place.
That's a long answer for a word with only three letters. What is your favorite thing to do?
There's a difference between jamming songs at home, which I do love jamming, but those are we're making up new songs or we're playing covers. What we're not doing is taking one song and extending it to a half hour and over and over. Oh my God, the Grateful Dead. Oh, jeez. And don't write me because I'm not going to read it.
Again, you didn't answer. The favorite thing to do is jam.
It's a totally different thing than what the Grateful Dead do. I don't do anything like the Grateful Dead does. Trucking.
Tommy Lee is on TikTok. 346,000 followers. His wife has 930,000 followers.
Isn't she an Instagram influencer? Is that where we first heard of her? Or was she always a TikTok?
She was a Vine star.
Oh, she was a Vine star. No wonder she's so big on TikTok.
We're listening in Illinois, says 608. My 9-year-old son wanted me to text and say hello.
Well, hello, Illinois.
Hello, Illinois. Remember the movie Stand By Me when the boys were discussing what the hell Goofy was? LOL. No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. I've seen that movie like 20 times.
You have?
Well, yeah, Stand By Me. It's based on the Stephen King novel, The Body.
All right.
I'm surprised that you, I mean, you're a huge Stephen King fan.
I am a huge Stephen
King
fan.
And it's young Corey Feldman and is it River Phoenix? Is that the one who's dead's name?
Might be, but it's also that kid.
Will Wheaton, who sucks. And and Jerry O'Connell.
Yes, that's
is that who it is?
Trying to think of, yeah.
That's a great movie.
Have you seen the pic Adele posted of herself? She's unrecognizable.
I didn't. I read about that. I'm going to look at it right now. Let's see.
Adele's, it's half of Adele.
Because it's
and
her
that's
birthday.
Fine. Good for her. She's lost a lot of weight. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like her eyes are too big for her body now or something.
Well, I hate to say that because you want people to be healthy, and it seems like she's worked hard to drop the weight, but she wore the weight well.
She looks amazing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, oops. Sorry. Kill that. Thing started playing. She's in a little dress, and it's short, and she is... I mean, she's skinny for Adele, but she looks sort of like a normal girl now.
I call them fudgicles, too, and I love them.
Yeah, fudgicles. They're great. I love a good fudgicle. Actually, Skinny Cow makes... I think it's Skinny Cow makes the one that John buys. It's so good.
Really? So good or just passable?
No, really good.
All right.
Creamy, fudgy, fudgicle.
I've got the scene from Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear this. It's a Goofy thing. We had a big talk about Goofy. Some people say
right,
Goofy's
right.
a cow.
Mickey's a mouse. Donald's a duck. Pluto's a dog. What's Goofy? God, that's weird. What the hell is Goofy?
There's no answer there, but, you know, they're just referencing this.
Well, he's also a dog. He's just a smarter dog than Pluto. Like, Pluto's a dumb dog who still acts like a dog, and Goofy has become more human. What do they call him? I can't even think of what the term was.
650 says, Snopes says a story of, says stories of Goofy being a cow are false. That's Snopes.
Well, thanks, Snopes. Weird that Snopes would take that on. Snopes is great, though. When you want to debunk a mystery or a myth or a legend, go to Snopes.
Goofy and Clarabelle do date, though.
Nothing,
is that true?
There's nothing written in the Bible that says a dog can't bang a cow. At least not that in the parts that I've read. Which is more than you'd think.
My kid's walking around going, I can't wait to go to... Wait, I can't wait to get First Communion. And we're like, you still have to go to class for that. And she doesn't understand. So as soon as that starts, she'll get way less enthusiastic about it, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a drag.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, none of the CCDs or whatever those classes were called. There were all just all these Jesus-y classes all through my
CCD.
Life. I swear... I think that it was, you know, because my mom's not particularly religious either, but my grandmom is. And I think my mom did a lot of it to satisfy what my Nana needed. And that also she would get like an hour without us.
Yeah. Well, I would say a lot of us do things to satisfy family members as we get older.
Yeah.
Simply to just do it.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Let's shut this person up. And also we get a free hour.
I feel you on the chronic light turning on, Vin. Ex-wife used to do that, and two of five of my kids. I changed the switches to timer switches, so even when they did it, the bleeping lights would eventually turn themselves off.
We have a lot of those in our house, but not in the GD kids' bathroom. God, we really should do that. That's actually, and they're not that hard. It's just a swap out.
A lot of people are writing in that exact thing. Single dad of four teens, I installed motion detecting switches in some of the rooms and timers in every bathroom fan.
Yeah. Please. Stop.
It's just stupid that I'm walking through the house and all I can think of is I feel like my mom. This is what she used to bitch about when I was a kid, the lights.
We become what we hate.
Well, and it's as if she knew what she was paying for power too. Like, oh, this, what do you think? This is... All right. Except now I do it. My main argument against it isn't even that. It's that why do we need so much brightness? Mm. Like you can't see? It's daylight.
I know. Yes, during the day. Actually, I mean, I suppose I could turn the lights off in here now. It was dark when I got in here. I'm going to go turn off the lights and see how it is.
Oh, let's see the sweatpants too. Can we see them? No, we missed it.
That's not bad. The window's shining right in my face.
No difference. How are those sweatpants? What are you working today?
I got my flowery ones on.
Oh, those are the ones, the wallpaper ones.
I love these.
I like them.
They're super comfortable. And I'm covering up with my sweatshirt because I was sweating earlier. But now I'm cold again.
Oh, boy. You really are having the change, aren't you?
Well, I just have a hard time regulating my body temperature, it seems.
Has it changed the workings of your woman area at all?
I don't know. I don't pay any attention to that area.
Down there.
What? Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. What do you care?
Well, I'm curious. Does it change?
Yeah, it's
about...
made it better than ever. Kung Fu Grip, baby. Woo! Edit that out in post, would you?
Who are you talking to when you say that, Bryn?
Whoever edits the show.
All right.
Before we air it.
Cows have horns. Okay, look, you can have it. I brought it up. I didn't mean to. I didn't. Who knew that was going to be such a thing?
I posted about it this morning already. So that the murder hornets, you know, these are all important things we need to talk about.
I read something on a friend's Instagram and thought it was profound, and it turned out completely false and turned me into a victim.
Oh,
I'm getting pummeled on text. Child, please. Goofy isn't a cow.
Child, please.
That's just, there's pages of these. People really consider Goofy to be an important part of their lives. I'm gonna just have to stop.
We're trapped at our houses, Vinny. You know, these are the important things we have to ponder. It's that or, you know, do laundry, you know.
Oh, one last thing before we move on. Seinfeld's 23 Hours to Kill isn't meant to reference the fact... Isn't about coronavirus. They say a reference to the fact that stand-up comedians write and wait all day for their 1 hour on stage. So there's 23 hours to kill that they're not performing. It's not a COVID reference. And
that's
true.
Good.
How many times have we had comedians come through where they're like, I'm up now, and now I have to go back to my room, fall back asleep, and wait the rest of the day to go on.
And if you hit it off with a comedian, they want to be your friend. Like, we've had so many comedians on over the years who are like, you know, they finish up, they're like, oh, can I hang for a while? And they do, and you're talking, and then they're like, do you want to go get lunch somewhere? Or, you know, like, what are you doing later? Like, you know, I mean, I've had dinner with tons of comedians, and they're just looking to kill, because they don't know anybody. They're in a town where they don't know anybody. It's true. I should have thought of that, but it's actually good that it's not coronavirus related, because really less about that these days would be great.
No doubt.
All right. You want a break?
There's all your texts.
All right. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Fun show today. It was a good one.
Do you need a pillow?
No, I'm good. I actually have my blanket balled up behind my head.
Okay.
I'm just going to run in. I'm going to see if John's still in bed. I'll snuggle up with him. I mean,
you
by snuggle, I'll be 3 feet away.
You have a blanket over you and a blanket under you.
This is my sweatshirt. I'm just
okay.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay the right temperature.
You look like you're broadcasting from the bed already.
I basically am.
Right.
It's delightful. Listen, hey, Vinny, tonight, 2 hour Survivor.
I'm not going to catch that tonight, but it'll give me something to do on Thursday, daytime, before...
Yeah. Will you catch the first hour, you think? I guess it'll depend, right? It still does start at 8, so...
Yeah. Well, the thing is if I start it, I get caught up, and then So, next whatever. Thing, you know, I do like Survivor. This season's been fun. Some people have written in. They're like, what season do you recommend if you're just starting the Survivor thing, if you're going back? I don't know. I don't know that I could pick one season over the other. I know, like, season 2 was a biggie.
Well, I think Africa? Season 1, yeah, season or Australia, one of those. I would say if you're going to do it, go back to the very beginning, because then you'd see the evolution of the game. Like, nobody knew how to play that first season. There had been nothing like it ever. I remember watching the first 5 minutes of that first season in the year 2000 and going, oh, I'm pausing this. This is back when I had an actual TiVo thing. I paused it. I walked out. I said, John, I just started something on TV. Get those kids to bed and get in here. You've got to see this.
You loved it already.
I was like, I can't believe, because we'd been talking about it on the show as it was coming up. Like, it was one of the big new reality shows back in the early days of reality shows. And I was like, oh, this should be cool. And I looked at it. I'm like, this is, it's going to be epic. I can tell.
Right.
I loved it. I've never missed a season. And there are some cruddy seasons, I would say.
But watching right now, you're getting to see a lot of the best players. So this is a really good season. And I'm holding out for Yule. He's still in, and I think he can win.
So he's on Extinction?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, it's anybody can win. You know, it was just either last season or the season before, a guy who spent almost the entire time on Extinction won his way back into the game and wound up winning the whole thing. That's the guy who said, I'm going to give up my safe spot and I'm going to make fire and I'm going to prove, because that showed, remember that guy?
I don't.
Dark hair. It was just one or two seasons ago. He said, I think he was the one who was safe, and he instead gave the safety away and said, I'm going to make fire and prove that I deserve to be in this final three, or what, you know, whatever it was.
Wow. I don't usually see the last episode. So
oh, that's
that.
Right. Oh,
so
my God.
So I wouldn't know that, but that's cool. Yeah. That's a good move.
Or it would have been, you know, that's the thing. You don't know until you make it and you see the fallout from it. So anyway, tonight, 2-hour episode, you have 2 days to, well, just about 2 days to watch it, because we talk about it without worrying about spoilers Friday mornings at 6 a.m. And it's supposed to be a beautiful day today. Tomorrow, you said, it's going to be the really hot one.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
So get out there if you can with your mask on. Be safe and enjoy the great day. And we'll check you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.